See, starting my own podcast is like hard enough, but then having a podcast where I bring new people is even worse. I feel like I could do better stuff if it was just me, but I feel like I'm lonely, and that's sad. Because then I have no one to talk to. It's kind of sad when I have no one to talk to, because you know that feeling when you inside start pointing out because you're so sad. Just kidding. I just feel like I can do a lot more stuff with people, but I know that I can do a lot of stuff on my own too. So, podcast number one, here we go. Today we are going to be talking about just basically anything. But there's one thing on my mind that I've been waiting to do for a long, long time to my friend. So, you've all heard of pranks, right? Yeah, hope so. If not, those are these things that, just kidding, I'm not gonna tell you. You should already know what they are. If you don't know what they are, then you're whacked off. Okay, so not long ago, maybe a couple years back, Colby Brock decided to prank Sam Goldbach by pretending they got kidnapped. So they got kidnapped, they went on a roof, someone fake shot Colby Brock. Colby Brock fake died, Sam Goldbach cried, got upset, and then, yeah, it all came out like that, like how I just told you. So, that all happens, and I'm watching this video like, Colby Brock, that was a bad move, bro. Like, bad, bad, bad move. Skip to like, I don't know, 3 days later. I'm thinking, I'm just laying down in my bed thinking, I'm like, what if I do that but with my friend? So I'm sitting there thinking what would happen if I did do that, and then it comes to my mind. I should do that. I should do that. So guess what? I'm doing it. So the plan is simple. The person who kidnapped Colby and Sam, that person's gonna be my brother. I'm gonna be Colby, and my other friend's gonna be Sam. And yeah, that's gonna happen. So hopefully it doesn't blow over, and hopefully he doesn't find out beforehand. If he does find out beforehand, that's just sad and pretty messed up on the other people's part, because there's only one, two, three, four. There's only like five people who know about it. They tell anyone, they're dead. And if they do tell anyone, the person won't believe them anyways, because, well, they probably will believe them, but the funny part is, told everyone it was gonna happen on Halloween, which Halloween is in like 2 weeks. Told everyone it was gonna happen on Halloween, and guess what? It's not happening on Halloween. It's either happening beforehand or afterwards. So he won't know when it's coming. He won't know what's coming. Hopefully, we do it before anyone mentions it and he finds out. So, yeah. A lot of things are like going through my mind when I think about that, because I know that it's mean and you shouldn't do that to your friend because they're your friend. But I know that he won't be mad at me because I'm his best friend, and I was like the first person he knew when he moved to this town. Let's just hope that he doesn't get mad, okay? Let's just knock on wood, he doesn't get mad. I don't want him to get mad. If he gets mad, then that's my fault. Hopefully he doesn't get mad. I have my friend Anton in on this, who's gonna be filming. Then I have him, me, and my brother. And hopefully it goes over as planned. And if it doesn't, then, well, I screwed up. So, thanks for listening to my first podcast, and I will see you guys in the next one.